In this short podcast, I'm going to introduce some of the principles and a definition of ecological transactional analysis. I'm going to be drawing on a paper that was published last year in 2020 by myself and Hayley Marshall, and the pair of us have been promoting a new movement, a development in transactional analysis theory that's, if you like, orientated towards an ecological understanding of individual psychology, but in relationship with the wider natural world. It's based, what I mean by that is EcoTA is based on the premise that transactional analysis has historically been very anthropocentric, by which I mean that human psychology is understood primarily between what goes on within the individual person and between people. In other words, what we might call the intrapsychic and interpersonal domains. And that in many respects, TA is no different from a lot of other psychological frameworks that are person-centered. But by introducing ecological TA as a distinct movement, our intention is to pay attention to the ecological domain in developing transactional analysis theory and practice. So a working definition of EcoTA is that it's an approach for understanding the human and more than human experience that's forged in connection within an ecological context. Furthermore, that this interconnected process incorporates the agency of both the human and more than human partners in the encounter. It is, to be more succinct, the practice of transactional analysis in alliance with Earth. Now, our definition is based on a core assumption, which is that human experience is only one component in a wider system of connections, which extend beyond simply those involving other people. In other words, it's systemic, but because we're thinking about the wider ecology, it's ecosystemic. And that what we want to do is to introduce some further key features of EcoTA. And one of which is that we're moving towards the concept of an ecological self and away from an egological self. This means that we're becoming increasingly ecocentric, whilst acknowledging the limitations of an egocentric frame of reference in which it all becomes about us as human beings. And in other words, you know, humanism is no longer a sufficient basis for developing a progressive planet-focused theory and practice in transactional analysis. Another key principle is recognizing that we need to understand the implications of working in an ecological space. Now, that's slightly different from when we talk about the relational space between people. It's recognizing the relationality of the interplay, which includes, the interplay of the social, conscious, unconscious, and environmental processes. A third principle is that we're working with the natural agency as it emerges in our practice. It's based on the understanding that when we are working, particularly when we're working outside, the environment matters. Not simply because it's a backdrop, because it's doing something to the human relationship through its own agency. This has got implications for how we understand physis. Physis has been framed very much as being inside of the individual, their natural desire to thrive. In EcoTA, physis is understood as being universally present, existing both within and outside of the individual self. And that this idea of physis starts to connect to the idea of homonymy, which is perhaps an alternative or an additional objective in transactional analysis to that of autonomy. Finally, a key aspect of EcoTA is the idea that individuals establish an ecoscript, and that this occurs not just individually but culturally too. And it relates to how we understand the beliefs and decisions we have about nature, ecology and earth. EcoTA is aimed at expanding the frame of reference, encouraging permission and becoming increasingly script-free in relation to matters of the environment. Individuals and communities have narratives that disconnect often with the ecological domain. Ecological script has remained unexplored territory in TA, and eco-transaction analysis exists partly to bring about a new phase of our understanding as transaction analysis so that we can better serve the not just our professional community, but that of our clients, our students, and education more generally.